Okay, today is Daf Yud Daled. We're on Daf Yud Daled, the third line, and we'll learn today for the return of Yaakov Naftali ben Rachel Devora, Gilad Michal ben Bat Galim, and Ayal ben Iris Teshura. No, it's the army is
are they still searching?
They're scaling back, they're searching.
They're scaling back.
Yeah. Which means they're throwing in the towel. Amar Ravashi, Masnisa Nami Deka, Diktani, so we said like this. Yesterday we ended up saying that why didn't the Mishnah also mention the extra davening? We said there's no difference between the first set of fasts and the later set of fasts, except for one difference, whether you close the stores, whether you blow shofar, otherwise there's no difference. What about the extra davening? So the Gemara said two answers. Either the ton of a shire. What else would you leave? That can't be. So we said either two answers. Either because we're not talking about davening, we're talking about things that are usur. That was one answer. And the second answer we gave was, because, that was the only answer we gave. Right? That was the only answer we gave. We tried to say that maybe another difference is the fact that you take the really ton of a shire, and the other difference is that you take the bima out into the street. Then we said that can't be a difference because that's a public display, and we're not talking about public displays. Amar Rav Ashi, Masnisa Nami Deka. Our Mishnah also bears that out. Why? Diktani, because it says, Ma Elu Yaseires Al Harishonos. What's the difference between Ma Elu? What is the differences between the second set of fasts and the earlier set of fasts? And the Mishnah says, Ella, Sheba Elu Masriyin, in the second set of fasts, we blow shofar, and we close the stores. Avo b'chol divrei hen zev zeh shavin. But every other respect is the same. T'chite mahachanami, the ton of a shiur. If you want to tell me the same story, well, there's more things that are on the list. Like what? Like taking the teva out into the street, gesundheit. But it says these are the differences. You can't say these are the differences. Oh, it's not all the differences. We left some out. The tisper of ma'elu dafkahu. Do you really think that it has to be with dafka? That what? That when it says ma'elu, there's nothing else? Because what else? Vashaya la teva. What about the teva going out into the street? And what else? And what else? The issue of extra davening. The chaptal davening. So Gemara says, imishim teva. Lav shiuruhu. That's not something extra. Why? Mishum dekachashiv luhu be'idach pirka. Because that's in the next parak. So we're not talking about things from another parak. That's in the next parak, the issue with the teva. So now Tosfos says on top. Luhu adin, tahavim matzil terutzik kedil el. We could have given the same answer before, which is what? Mili deferheski lo katani. We're not talking about public things that everybody can see. We could have given that answer. We gave a different answer. Hashad the ashas lahachi. Now that we get to that answer, Esrim va'arba nami, the extra 24 also lav shiuru, also not extra, because tiktani hulu lo be'idach perka, because that is discussed in the following parak. The details of that are the following parak. So my havi Allah, what's the bottom line here? What's the bottom line? What's the question? The question is, does a yachid say the chavtal tefilas? That's what we started off with. Does a yachid say the chavtal tefilas? Amar Rav Shmuel bar Sasertai, the chay number of chiyah bar Ashi Amar Rav, Bain Goel and Rofe, yeah, you say it between Goel and Rofe. Rav Ashi Amar Mishmei de Rab Yanai Bered Rav Yishmael B'Shomei Tfila. No, you say it in Shomei Tfila. V'Hilchisa Shomei Tfila. And the halacha is that if you say Aneinu, you say it in Shomei. Not the extra form, sorry, Aneinu. You say it in Shomei Tfila, which is what we have a whole like. The Yachid says it in Shomei Tfila. Okay. Next, Tani Chada. One place it says, Overes umenikos, a pregnant woman or a nursing woman, misanos birishonos, she fasts the first fast, the ein misanos vachronos, but she doesn't fast this later fast. Vitanya idach, and another price says, misanos achronos, she fasts the later fast, the ein misanos birishonos, but she doesn't fast the early fast. How do you make that make sense? Vitanya idach, and another price says, ein misanos lo birishonos lo bachronos. She doesn't fast, not the beginning, not the first, not the last. How do you make that make sense? Amar Ravashi, Nekot emtsiyasa biyadecha, demetartin kulu. Take the middle fast, and that answers everything. How does it answer everything? Let's see Rashi. It's a long Rashi. The middle fast. There are three fasts. There's 3, 3, and 7. So she fasts the middle fast. And that answers everything. When it says she fasts the first and not the later, it meant the middle and not the later. When it says she fasts the later and not the first, it meant the middle, not the first. And when it says she fasts neither, it meant the later. It meant the later and the first. Why? What kind of thing is that? Why is she fasting the middle? Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, Nakat mityasi bidecha. Klomar, teretz, de bishalosh emtios, hayu mitanen. She would fast the middle three fasts. Umetartartsta lukulu hanach matnisa. And that answers all these three brightnesses. Why? Hadikani bibishonos volobachronos. When it says she fasts the beginning and not the end, what does that mean? Hanach rishonos, lav rishonos mamish ninu. Not really the first three. Ella, mtos, the middle ones. Which the inu havi rishonos lachronos. They are the first ones to the last ones. Right? You want to look at it like that. They're the first ones to the last ones. They've come before the last ones. Avo b'sheva achronos lo mitanu. But the last seven she will not fast. The first three she doesn't. The middle three she does. And the seven extra last she does not. The kivon the sheva ninu. Since it's so many seven, lo matzi avuro simunekos lamekabu. They can't fast so many. You see from here that there's no such thing as breaking them up. I'll fast two out of the seven. There's no such thing. It's all or nothing. So to say all is too much for her. So it can't be all. Can't be any, then it's nothing. She can't do it. Too much. Kahad. What? That's three. Why three? Why the middle, not the first three? And when the bride says that you fast the later ones and not the first ones, what does that mean? Hanach achronos emtios ninu. Yeah, it means the middle ones because they come after the first ones. But rishonos mamish. And the first ones mean the first ones. So she doesn't fast the first ones, she fasts the later ones. Which ones is that? The middle one. Vein misanan behen. Why doesn't she fast the first three? Why not? Says Rashi. Delo takif ruksakulahai. Hashem's not so angry yet. Only a little bit of time went by and it didn't rain. Only a little bit of time. The first three fasts still. Let the women go. Especially the pregnant women, the nursing. They're not as up to their full strength. It's not such a matzav yet. Not such a matzav yet. Let them go. The middle ones are ready. The later ones they can't. It's too many. So the middle, now we make the fast the middle ones. Right? It's not such a terrible situation yet. We don't have to bother them yet.
Once you fast one set of onion, what can you do? Half of the last set.
So you see that there's a set. There's a set. What the? I don't know why it has to be like that. That's the midzer, right? So either out of the seven, she can fast two or three of them. No, it's either all or nothing. V'tachas lashon hu the lotana mikri al msios rishonos. It's a funny thing, says Rashi, that you call the middle one. Everything's called the middle. Everything's called the later in the beginning, right? The mikri al msios rishonos achronos achronos rishonos, right? Everything's called the middle one, right? The beginning's the middle. The end is the middle. It's all called the middle. Okay, fine. The Yerushalmi says a very interesting point, which I think is common sense, which is if you're not fasting for whatever reason, you have a heter, you're nursing, whatever, your child, 11 years old, if you're not fasting, you don't have to treat the day like it's some, you know, barbecue, 4th of July barbecue, where you can eat like a pig. You don't have to. You shouldn't do that. The Shulchan Aruch says that you have to. You're allowed to eat 100%. You don't have to eat all the tainugos of the world. You don't have to have all the tainugos of the world, but that's when everyone else is fasting. It's not the right thing to do, right? You don't have to have the most geschmack meals when everyone else is fasting. You're allowed to eat 100%. It's common sense, no? Okay. Fine. Back to the Gemara. Ma elu yiseiros ala rishonos. What are the extra? In what way are the extra fasts worse than the beginning fasts? Ela shebe'elu masriin. In these fasts we masriya, which at its fit, yeah.
They should be
normal,
but the rest of the what?
That's a good question. That's a very good question. I think they apply. If you can do it right. So if someone can't fast. So they don't have to wear shoes, right? They don't have to wear shoes. I agree. Yeah, I think that's the halacha actually. A pregnant woman, you mean?
No, no, a nursing woman.
A nursing woman. So she's not eating. She's not eating. She can't. So she doesn't have to.
The Rocky Bible actually want a nursing woman
and a pregnant woman.
But they don't have to. Do they do something?
They fast only the middle ones, but not. They said that
I don't think they wear shoes and stuff like that anyway, aren't they?
What?
Aren't they have a different
hat on? I'm wearing shoes? I'm taking a shower? I don't know. I don't know what the halacha is. I would, you know, common sense would say you do what you can. Right? So if she has to take a shower, what's because of nefesh? So we say if a woman has a baby, Erev Yom Kippur, it happened to you. You can't fast. The woman is like, I can't fast. It's like, I can't fast. Like, can she take a shower? What's going to happen if she doesn't take a shower? Right, what's going to happen if she doesn't take a shower? I don't know. If the doctor says she has to, then I guess she has to. It's called nefesh. You know what I'm saying? Well, she can't. She has to wear leather. I don't know. I don't see why, but I'm not a doctor.
But, what's the love of it?
Right, I don't know.
Common sense is,
Right, common sense is that she do what she can.
Right, but what's...
I don't know. I don't want to say. I don't know.
May not be
able or nothing. You're right. It could be. I don't know. It's a good question. It's a very good question. We have to ask that question. Anyway, al rishonos ela be'elu masriyin, they masriya. What does masriya mean? You would think it means lo shofar. The true one. What? What did they say?
Cry out.
Cry out. Right. Vinoalin esachanuyot, and they close the stores. So, b'may masriyin, how do you cry out? So, you would think with a shofar, right? It's a machlokas. Rav Yehuda omar b'shofar. Rav Yehuda says, you blow shofar. Rav Yehuda b'rei derav shmuel bar shilas mishpe derav omar ba'aneinu. With davening. Right? Isn't that interesting? Yeah, Rashi has a whole long Megillah here. You Anenu Hashem, Anenu Avram Avinu, Anenu Elokei Avram, Anenu Elokei Yitzchak, a whole long Megillah. Like Rashi says, Hakol Kefisha Omer B'Sof HaSlichas. Just like we say at the end of Slichas, right? The same thing. Okay. Kasal Kadaita, so the Gemara thinks now, Manda Omer Ba'Anenu, if you hold that it's Anenu, Lo Omer Shofros. You don't hold from Shofros. Umanda Omer Shofros, Lo Omer Anenu.
It goes hand in hand. Right?
Votanya, but we learned. 1 second. Ein pochasin misheva taniyot ala tzibur. You don't have less than 7 tainas. Shebehen yurchet hasros, which is 18 shofar blowing. How do you get 18 shofar blowings? How do you get 18 out of 7? Right? How do you get 18 out of 7? Right? The simon ledavar yericho, and the simon is yericho. The yericho shofar is who? What do you mean the simon is yericho? That what? That they daven? No, that they blew shofar. By yericho they blew shofar. The tiyuv de leman davar ba'anenu. How can you hold anenu? How can you hold it doesn't mean shofar? How can you hold that? Ella b'shofaros kuli avlo pligi dekari la'asra. Everybody agrees they blew shofar. No machlokas about that. Everybody agrees they blew shofar. Ki pligi ba'aneinu. No, the only question was, do you also say aneinu? Rav Marsav our kari la'asra. Rav held, right, all those names, if you heard the Shilas in the name of Rav, yes, you also say aneinu. Umarsav our lo kari la'asra. And the other one held, Rav Yehuda held, that's not called hasra. That's not called crying out. Lamanda amar ba'aneinu kol shein shofros. If you hold aneinu, then for sure you blew shofar. Lamanda amar b'shofros. And if you hold shofros aval anenu low, but not anenu, v'atanya, but we learned, v'sham kol minei pronos hametz rachos, for every other bad thing that happens, not just rain, for every other bad thing, keep going, for example, chichuch, people are sick, chagav, what's chagav? Locust, zvuv, flies, tzira, wasps, yitushin, other kind of bugs, Vishluch nechashim v'akravim, or the snakes and scorpions in the neighborhood, can't go out at night, it's crazy. Lohayim masriyin, they would not be masriya, ela tzawakin. They would daven, right? Miditzaka bepeh, since that is bepeh, hasra b'shofros. Then hasra must mean b'shofros. Right? It must mean b'shofros. So it's the kasha. Right? It must mean b'shofros. Right? Rav said that Masriyin means Bepeh. See, it's not true. So Akum means Bepeh, not Masriyin. So the Gemara answered, Tanoihi, it's a Machlokas Tanoim. The Tanya, Al Elu Masriyin B'Shabbos. These are the following things that you can be Masriya about even on Shabbos. What does it mean, Masriya? It can't mean Shofar here. Can't mean Shofar. You don't blow Shofar on Shabbos. Can't mean that. What does it mean? It means crying out. What are the things you can cry out for on Shabbos? Al, ear, shekifu, agayas. Right? The soldiers came, the troops came, they're surrounding the city. O nahar, or the river's overflowing. Al sfina hamid terefes bayam. There's a boat that's sinking. Rabbi Yossi amar le'ezra. You can do that for help. Avolo l'tz'acha. But not to daven. What does that mean? You can do it to help out. It says Rashi. Listen to this Rashi. Lola tza'aka, the last Rashi, second to bottom line. Lola tza'aka l'tfila. You can't daven. Why? She'ein anu betuchin kolkach, she'tovel tfila seinu, l'tz'ok l'lehen b'shabbat. How do we know we're going to get an answer? We're not so sure we're going to get an answer. So therefore, you can't do it on Shabbos. Alma, right? See that Rashi? I'm reading your Rashi. She'ein anu betuchin kolkach, she'tovel tfila seinu, l'tz'ok l'lehen b'shabbat. Alma, what do you see? Tza'aka peh kari hasra. So you see from here that at least hasra means davening, which is what Rav said it means. Mipi mori. That's what Rashi says, my Rebbe said. We're not sure this is Rashi because, as we're going to see, but whoever it is, that's one pshat. Loshan acher, another pshat, la Ezra for help. Tika'amar tanakama masriyin demashon b'kol ram. Tanakama says, you're masriya for all these rites. There's a boat that's sinking, people are dying. So you can yell, please, let's go help them. Vamalei Rabbi Yossi le'Ezra, what does it mean for helping? She'i mispalin kol echad b'beiso le'Ezra ba'alma. Yeah, it means go to your house and say, tell them, daven, they should be well. Not to actually go down to the docks and get with ropes. That's not what it means. What's she talking about? What's she talking about? What does it mean? People are pikuach nefesh. I don't know what this means.
Where do you go from the
because it says these are the following things you're masriya about on Shabbos.
Right.
You're not masriya on Shabbos. Whatever masriya means, it can't mean shofar because you can't blow shofar on Shabbos. So what does it mean masriya? Something was davening. So when you don't call out, we're going to say Tehillim now on Shabbos because on Wednesday the boat might be sinking. That's ridiculous, right? That we don't do. But if it's mamish sinking and the soldiers are a half a block away and they're coming with the guns, it's might be a good time to say some Tehillim.
Right.
So says Rabbi Yossi. Says Rabbi Yossi, just for help. What does it mean, just for help?
Yeah.
What does it mean, just for help? So Rashi says two pshatim. Number one, don't daven to be saved, because maybe you won't get saved. Second pshat also doesn't make any sense. Don't daven. Don't daven. Don't daven. What it means, just for help? It means don't make a public gathering. Go to your house and daven for help. Either pshat. Both pshatim are difficult. Right. Now,
what do they do if it's surrounded by soldiers? What do they do?
So, to Machlokes, the Tanakhama says daven, and Rabbi Yossi says either daven in your house, right? Or daven, but don't do anything. Or what's the first shot? Or don't daven. Or don't daven, right?
This just comes to the question,
why don't daven?
What? Because who said you're going to be answered?
What
are you
saying?
Not
that
you should
stop,
but you should do something to help people.
Right.
You're saying it's
feelings about calling. We're not so convinced that we're going to be answered. Let's oak Alehin B'Shabbos, to cry out on Shabbos. Shabbos is not a time to cry out. It's time for Oneg. Okay, there's a crisis.
And if we would say that definitely would help.
How do you know that?
You don't.
I tell you the truth.
Seems to say, if you would know, the other side, if you would know, I
read it. I was like, wow, I can't believe Rashi says that. I underlined it. What?
I don't know what it means.
Our whole religion is based on tefillah.
I know, but there's an Indian about Shabbos and not asking for private things. And not asking for private physical things. There's an Indian like that on Shabbos. You shouldn't be at. Right?
No,
there's such an Indian. Now, Pikuach Nefesh overrides that, right? So, I'm not exactly sure how to make sense of this.
Yeah.
I agree with you. Pikuach Nefesh does override it. It's a very, very difficult.
Right, and what are we talking about? What are you machal?
What are you
doing?
What are you doing wrong?
Yeah.
I mean, if you daven, Shabbos is out of time for that. That's all I can tell you. I don't know. I always thought like this. You know, when this is tzara, so we're going to have a Tehillim gathering. How come we don't have Lefler Mishnayis gathering? How come we don't do that? Because it's not a time for Mishnayis. Mishnayis is not the medicine when there's a tzara like this. The medicine is Tehillim. So taking the wrong medicine doesn't make you better. Taking the right medicine, you have a chance. Right? That's why it's always Tehillim and never Mishnayis. And for a neshama, it's always Mishnayis and it's never Tehillim. Why is that? That's the medicine for a neshama. Why? That's how Hashem made it. I don't know why. That's what it is. No one argues on that. Nobody has a gathering. Let's learn Mishnayis. Nobody does that. I understand. So Shabbos is a time. Shabbos is a time where there is no tefillas for private things. Generally. Now, what happens when there's a crisis? Okay, so there's two mandamas to think about what to do. One says you cry out, and one says, no, don't cry out. Rabbi Yossi says it, only for Azara. What does that mean? So there's two pshatim, what it means. Either daven in your house, not in a public place, that's the second pshat. But the first pshat, I really don't know what it means. Like, don't daven at all, because you're not so sure you're going to be answered. I don't know what that means. I don't know what he means by that. I don't even know what Rabbi Yossi means. Pasha pshat, what does Rabbi Yossi mean? La Azara, for help, go do what you can. That's the pasha pshat. No? But nobody says that. The Rashi doesn't say that. That's the pasha pshat.
Even more than that, the purpose, you know that you always get answered, or you're more likely to get answered if you're done with a minion.
Correct. Right.
And here you're saying that you have I understand.
I understand. So the kasha really is on Rabbi Yossi. What does Rabbi Yossi mean? Right? Rabbi Yossi says, Lazara. If I was writing a pirush on potential titles, I would say, Lazara means you do what you can. Like Mati said, not everything is a time for davening. The guy's drowning. You don't sit and daven. You go
right,
save him.
You don't say that.
Right? So what exactly does he mean by that? I don't know.
It doesn't mean you go into your house and lock the door.
I don't know what it means.
Certainly doesn't mean you go in your house and lock the door.
What? No, it means...
You go in your house and lock the door.
Which you don't move on and never lock the
door. Okay, we'll right. Finish. Bamai. Now, back to the Gemara. Bamai, what does it mean to be Masriya? Elema b'shofros, it can't be that. Shofar b'shabbos, mishari? You're not allowed to go shofar b'shabbos. Elala v'aneinu. Rather, it's davening. V'karvilei hasra shvamina. And we call it hasra. It's a raya, but the word hasra could mean davening too. Okay. B'sheni the Rebbe Yehuda Nesia, in the years of Rebbe Yehuda Nesia, havi tzara. There was a tzara. Gozar talas esrei tainis. Listen to this. They made 13 tainis. V'lo e'ani. And they weren't answered. Savar lemigdar tve. They wanted to make more. Amale or Ami Hari Amru in Matriachan Sibi Yosimidai. Listen, leave the people alone. How many times can they fast? They fasted 13 days already. Enough. Amar Rabba Braid Revchia Bar Abba Ravami the Avid Lagarmehu the Avid. Ravami only said that for himself. Right? Ravami only said that to himself. Says Rashi in the third wide line. Flaatmo Darash. He said that to for himself. Shelo Amar El Lafishu Loha Yerotil Lazanos. He didn't want to fast anymore. So he said a whole pshat. Listen, you can't make any more fasts. It's difficult, right? Impossible. Rashash, what's Rashi talking about? He didn't want to fast anymore. So he made a whole. So he said in Zvar Torah, no, no more fast. Only 13 is the maximum. What's Rashi talking about? That's a difficult Rashi. He didn't want to fast anymore. Ella, Hachi Amar of Chiyah Barav. That's not true. Amar of Yochanan, Losha El Gishabim. Yeah, because we only have 13 fasts by rain. Because by the time 13 fasts are over, you get to Nisan. And now for it to rain is a bad thing. So we stop fasting. Aval Sharmine Pranis, but for other bad things, listen to this. Mis'anin, Baholkin, Ad, Shienu, Min Hashemayim. You keep on fasting until you get answered. You hear that?
But we just said before that you don't fast. You daven and cry for the other things.
What? That's one man to Amar. This is what he said. How come in the Mesechus times we stop at 13? That's because by rain you stop at 13. By rain, because after that it's a bad thing. But for every other tzara you keep on fasting. Tanya Rami Hachi, Kisha Amru Shalosh, Kisha Amru Sheva, when we have 3 and 7, Lo Amru El Gishamim. That was only true for rain. Avol Sharmine Puranis, Mas'an and Vahalkin Achianu. You keep on fasting till you're answered. Leima to have a tiyuta de Ravami. So how could Ravami say that you don't fast more? Amar Allah Ravami Tanoi. It's really a machlokas Tanoim. Ditnan in goes in Yosef Mishalah Asheri Taniyat Al Tibor. You only the maximum tiyuta is 13. Why? Well, if Ain Matriach Hasiba Yosef Midai Divrei Rebbe. Because it's enough. You don't be Matriach Hasiba more than 13. After that, it's enough. Reb Shur Megal Mil Omer Loman Hashem Who's There. That's not the reason. Ella Mibnei Shiyatzes Mana Shal Riva. It's no longer the rainy season. I have no issue with being Matriach Tzibur. Just happens to be when it comes to rain, it's over. The winter's over. So now rain's a bad thing. So that's why I make them stop. Which would mean that if it's not an issue of rain, keep on fasting. Keep on going. Shalchalei b'nei ninve l'rebi. Kigon anan, what about us? Tafil b'tkufas tamas b'inon mitra. A whole new topic now. Even in the summertime, we need rain. We live in Ninve. Whatever that is. And we need rain the whole time. Not just in this winter, like in Israel. So what do we do? Hey Chinai, what should we do? Ki yichidim daminan? Are we considered like yichidim? Oh, ki rabim daminan? Or are we considered like a rabim? Meaning, ki yichidim daminan b'shemayat tefillah. Are we considered individual people, therefore we should say it in shemayat tefillah? Oh, ki rabim daminan or b'rechas hashanim. Or are we considered like a rabim? And therefore our whole country, Ninve, should ask for rain in Berachas Hashanah, which is the same Talamatar. Should we say in the regular place or in Shemayat Tefillah? Shalach lehu ki yechidim demisu ubu Shemayat Tefillah. No, you consider the yechidim, and therefore say it in Shemayat Tefillah. Meisvei, Amar of Yehuda, Ein Masai, when is all this true? Everything we just said about all this, that's only Bizman, Shahashanim, Kitiknan. That's when the years are normal. That means the years are set with Bezdim, right? Ve Yisrael, Shavin, Shurugin, Al Masan, and the Jewish people are on their land. Avo Bezman Azeh, but today, Hakolafi Hashanim, Hakolafi Hamakobos, Hakolafi Hazman. Everything goes by individual needs, right? So what's the Kasha? So if that's the case, then the whole Ninveh should be saying it in Berachas Hashanim, not like individual private people. A Malay. Masnisa Ramas Lay the Rebbe? What, do you ask a kasha from a Mishnah on Rebbe? Rebbe Tanahu Polig. Rebbe is a Tana, and he's allowed to argue on that. What do we ever see? What does the Gemara ever say this line? The Rebbe's a Tana. We have it in Rashi, you have it in Tosfos. No, wrong Rebbe. Oh, Rebbe. Rebbe, yeah, Rebbe's a Tana. He's a Tana. What do you, right? Oh, right. Good. Umay Havi Allah, what's the bottom line? Rav Nachman Amar Berachas Hashanim, Rav Sheshet Amar B'Shemayat Tefillah, V'Hilchasa B'Shemayat Tefillah. Even though it's true, even though you can have a country, the entire country needs rain in the summer, right? A place like America, where it rains the whole year, the whole country will still say it in Shemayat Tefillah, if you need it. If you need it. Yeah.
Majority?
No.
Anybody else
can
do it by
Yisurin, you can do it by Yisurin. Oh, interesting. Okay, very good. Now the next Gemara says like this. The Mishnah said, "Besheni matin im chashecha." On Mondays, they opened the door a little bit toward the evening time, so people could have something to buy, to eat. The chamishi kol hayom, and with Thursday the whole day, but they covered Shabbos, because of Shabbos. So we said we closed the stores. Then we said, yeah, but on Thursdays we open the stores, and on Mondays also we open the stores. Right? So when are we closing it? Right? So, Ibayalahu, Hachi Hechi Ketani, Bebeiz, Matin, Imchashecha, Ubehei, Kolayom, Bibne Kavod Shabbos. What does it mean? Does it mean like this? That on Mondays we open the store a little bit at night because people should have what to eat, and on Shabbos open the whole day? Oh, Dilmore, maybe, Besheni Matin. On Mondays it's open a little bit. Ubachamishi post in Kolayom Kulo. And on Thursdays it's open, wide open the whole day. I'm not sure what the difference is.
Same.
Huh? No, no, but what was the first? What are the two sides to this? What are the two sides? Only one side.
No, they're both open because of the Shabbos, or in the second version it's.
That even it's open, the first version is even Monday it's open for Kavod Shabbos? And the second version is Monday's open for Monday's sake. Tashma, Tanya, B'sheni, Matin, Ara Erev. On Mondays, it's open a little bit till the evening. B'chamishi poskim yom kol b'nei kavod Shabbos. And on Thursday, it's open wide. Why? Because of kavod Shabbos. Ha'ilo shnei p'sachin, there are two entrances. Paseach echad v'noal echad. One should be open, one should be closed. Ha'ilo itztava k'neged pischo. You have some kind of, I don't know, stoop or some kind of platform in front of the store. Paseach k'darko v'ena choshesh. That can stay open, you don't have to worry about that. Okay, next. V'avru elu v'elu. Right.
Not that the store's open or closed.
Right. You shouldn't have the neon lights with the golden arrow pointing to your store. Maybe that you shouldn't do during these days. Right.
Exactly.
Avru elu velo nanu. So what happens if all 13 fasts go by and it still didn't rain? So the Mishnah said mematin b'masu matin. You should have a little less business. Binyan with building, with planting. So we're going to see it's all for extra. It's all for nothing you need. Tana, binyan shal simcha. We're talking about, you don't have to build the new wedding hall now, right? Or even a new house for a couple. They don't have to have a brand new right now. It's the wrong time. Or binatia shal simcha. Or planting. We're going to plant some beautiful garden so we could charge money and have people come see it at the botanic gardens. You don't have to do that right now during this time. Ezo binyan shal simcha. Right. Exactly. Zahabona bayis l'chasna zlovno. What's a binyan shel simcha? A house for the chasan and kala. Ezu netia shel simcha. What's netia shel simcha? Zehanotea avaranki shel malachim. It's when you build an avaranki. What's an avaranki? Rashi says something fascinating. He says, it's in the first wide line on the bottom. Shekacha you know again, kishenolad ben lamelech, when the king had a son, ha you know to Elon l'shmo, he would plant a tree in the name of the son, V'yom shem amlichin oso, and on the day that he became the king, this boy grew up, osin lo kisei mimenu. They made the throne out of that tree. Now, is this a Jewish custom? Is this a non-Jewish custom? What is this? Well, I don't know, what kind of thing is this? Right? So, but that's the kind of thing you don't plant when it's not raining. That kind of thing.
Who's planting it?
Then Rashi, it's another pshat, it just means beautiful gardens. Is that a Jewish custom? That when a baby's born, you plant a tree, then... Huh? It's nice.
We had a minimum amount of kings so far. And I don't know any.
Just interesting idea. Okay, next. B'she'elo shalom. Listen to this. Tana Rabbanan. Chaveirim ain't she'elo shalom b'nehem. The chaveirim would not even say hello to each other. Because you're supposed to reduce your interaction with people. Am Aretz has no idea what he's doing. Shesholin, listen to this. He talks. He says good morning to the chacham. Machzirin lahem. So you can't not answer back, right? You have to answer back. So machzirin lahem, but suffer off becover rosh. You answer them very no. You know, you answer them like that, right? Behain mitzatvin, and they wrap themselves. The yoshvin kavelin, they sit like an avel ukimenudin, like someone who is excommunicated. Kimne adam hanazufin lamakom, like somebody is pushed off. Pushed aside by Hashem, ad shirachamu alehem min Hashemayim, until you answered. Amr Belazar, ein adam chashuv, rishai lipal alpanav, adam chashuv is not allowed to sit and go to tachnun, el im kenene ki Yeshua benun, unless you're going to be answered like Yeshua benun. Shinema, like it says, Yomar Hashem el Yeshua, kum lech, lomaz atan av alpanecha. Why are you saying tachnun? Rashi says, why can't you say tachnun? Because if you're not answered, they're going
to
make fun of you.
No, what
is
time to do? Now it's
time
for action.
Rashi says, "Levazos atzmo b'fnei tibor she'im lo yene." If you're not answered, yachrifu. They'll embarrass you. It'll be embarrassing. Kach shamati. That's what I heard. Ella im king yodin shposh hu chashiv ki Yoshua. If you know, you're like Yoshua. Kishomar la kodesh baruch hu kum lech. Lomaz atan av al panecha. Don't daven now. Go fight. If you know that Hashem will say that to you, then you could also say tachman.
Now's not
time to doubt it.
Now's
time
for getting up and fighting.
What are you fighting? What are they going to fight?
Yoshua was the
conqueror. No, I'm saying, but the people now, the fight is
a... No, if you know, you're going to get answered. If you know you're going to get answered, you can go do tachnun. Otherwise, you can sit there for such a long time, a long, long tachnun, and then nothing happens. Right? Everyone, what kind of rabbi is this? What kind of chacham is this?
The average, how does the guy even know the answer?
Let's just finish. Bummer Belazar, ain't of them chashuv rishai lachkar sack. Also, you're not allowed to wear sackcloth. It's a little bit of a show-offy thing. Elim kenena ki yehoram ben ya'ochav. Unless you know you're going to get into like Yehoram. Shenemar v'yi kishmo ha-melech ha-stivir ha-isha. Fikras begadda v'ov al-achoma. V'yar ha-om v'hi ne'isak al-besaro. And he got an answer. Bar v'lozo lo ha-kol.
So you're not allowed to
do that. Unless you're going to get an answer.
Right.
Amar v'lozo lo ha-kol b'kriya. Lo ha-kol b'nefila. Not necessarily everybody has to do kriya and everyone has to do tachlon. Moshe v'aron b'nefila. Yoshua v'kolev b'kriya. Moshe v'aron b'nefila. D'chziv v'yipal Moshe v'aron al panam. Yeshua v'kolev b'kriya, v'chziv, Yeshua b'nun, v'kolev ben Yifune, karu b'gdehem. Even though we just said a minute ago that Yeshua did tachnun, that was after Moshe was gone. When Moshe was here, Yeshua let Moshe do the tachnun. Maskif la, Rav Zeh, Rav Yitay, Rav Shmuel, Bar Nachmani, Yehav v'chziv, Yehoshua, Kiddeka, Marta. If it would have said Yehoshua, you're right. Hashtag v'chziv, v'yehoshua, it says v'yehoshua, hava ha'ovid. They both did both. They both read Kriya, they both said Takma. Amar Rav Elazar, lo akol b'kima, lo akol b'shtachava. Not everybody can do kima, which means to stand up, and not everybody bows down. Malachim b'kima, it's some kind of demonstration. V'sarim b'shtachava. Malachim b'kima, d'chziv, komar Hashem, go Yisrael, kadosha. Levazeh nefesh, l'misav goy, lavin, mashallah, malachim, yiruv, akamu. V'sarim b'shtachava, d'chziv, sarim b'shtachavu. If it would have said without the vav, you're right. Hash d'chziv sarim v'yishtachavu. Hava ha'avdo. They both did both. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak af ani omer lo kol ora v'lo kol simcha. Not everybody's zochet to ora to life. Not everybody's zochet to simcha. Tzadikim lo ora. Tzadikim have ora. V'lo yisharim l'simcha. And yisharim get simcha. Tzadikim lo ora d'chziv or zeru la tzadik. V'lo yisharim b'simcha d'chziv lo yishrei leiv simcha. Asks Tosfos, but one second. But it says v'lo yishrei leiv simcha. So the vav, just like we said before, the vav means they both have. Then a yishrei leiv and a tzadik should have both. So Tosfos answers that can't be because then there's no difference between a yishrei leiv and a tzadik. And it clearly is a difference, so it has to be that it's different. Okay? Hajin alach me'emesai. Hajin alach me'emesai. Hajin alach me'emesai. We'll pick up tomorrow with a brand new parak. Everyone have a good day.